Let's begin by taking a nice long slow deep breath and holding it for a few seconds. And as you breathe out, just allow your eyes to close down comfortably. It's time to allow your body to relax. So become aware of the surface beneath you now. Feel your feet resting there, so comfortable and relaxed, and let go. I'd like you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head, your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and jaw. Relax all those muscles in your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right. Relax all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, notice how your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing your arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and stomach to relax and just let go. Get rid of any tension that might be in those areas while your arms are relaxing and becoming heavy. And while you're allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing that tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation moving downwards. And with every breath that you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more as it goes down through your hips, down those thighs, all the way down through your legs, all the way down to your toes. You're relaxing more and more, and you can feel that relaxation once again moving downwards, starting at the top of your head, drifting down through your neck, down through your back, down through your hips. And while you feel that relaxation drifting down through your hips, you realize how even more stress and tension and worry are just simply moving down and out of your legs, drifting down through your feet, right out of the tips of your toes, just totally relaxed, completely at ease. And just allow a drifting down, floating down feeling to develop in your body. Perhaps you can allow your chin to drop down a fraction, so that you might really feel that looking down feeling, that feeling you might get when you look down a flight of stairs. Get that looking down feeling, that feeling you get when you look down some stairs. And as I count, you're going to imagine your feet, see your feet, even hear your feet, and feel your feet treading down each step of those stairs. Because you're moving on to step 10, as each muscle and every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper down to step 9. Imagine stepping down to step 8. Imagine those feet. Hear your feet. Feel what it feels like treading onto each step as you move down and drift down and travel down to an even deeper level. You're taking step 7. And you're going deeper with every number I count. Taking step 6, going deeper with every sound you hear. Down to step 5, halfway down as each muscle and every nerve turns loose, lets loose. And you go deeper down to step 4 as you gently, calmly, and easily move on over to an even deeper level. As you take step 3, and any sound, any noise, any movement around you, even the sound of your own breath is carrying you deeper and further down into a relaxation. Such a healing state of calmness as you take step 2. And the word deeper just means that you're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. It's safe. It's pleasing to step down to step 1 and go deeper down. Relax deeper, drift down deeper, and that just means you're going deeper down to a level where you're more responsive to change. And this relaxation, it's not about being asleep, it's actually about how focused you can become. And I'll show you how focused you can become. And every suggestion I give, every idea I put forth to you, can begin to powerfully transform your life. So remember that every belief you have, it has a physical reaction within your body. And you see, we all form beliefs through our lives. Beliefs about not being good enough. Beliefs about being rejected. Beliefs that we have to try harder and harder in order to be accepted. Somewhere, somehow, someone has rejected you. Someone has hurt you. Someone has kept you at a distance. Someone has behaved in a way that's made you believe that you're not good enough. Maybe even told you things about you that are not true, but your mind has held on to them. So I'm going to count you back in a minute to a scene and another scene and another scene. And these scenes are going to show you just how and where and why and when you acquired these beliefs, this fear of not being good enough, this fear of being rejected. And as you understand why, you're going to become free of that fear, not just today, but for the rest of your life. I want you to imagine that you're going back in time to your childhood home. You're allowing your mind to travel back in time to the home that you lived in between the ages of 2 and 8 years old. And if you lived in more than one home between those times, between those ages of 2 and 8, it doesn't matter. Your mind will pick the right home for you right now. And even as I have you think about that and consider that, your mind is taking you back and back and back to be standing in the street. You're standing outside that home that you lived in between the ages of 2 and 8. And you're walking through the front door now. You're now inside that home. And you're drawn like a powerful magnet towards the bedroom that you slept in as a child. And you move towards that bedroom. You place your hand on the door handle, and in a moment, you're just about to go into your own childhood bedroom. Now in that room will be you as a little kid. And you know that little kid so well. You have a complete connection with that child. And that little child knows that you are them, but more grown up. And they have an absolute connection with you. And they will tell the grown-up you anything you need to know. So open that door now. Step into your old bedroom. And right there, sitting on the bed, is you as a little kid. A child between the age of 2 and 8. And so you sit down next to that child. You know that little child. And this is you as a child. And they know that you are them, but all grown up. And you're both completely comfortable being in the same room with each other. So I want you to ask that child some questions. And as you ask each question, the answer will spring to your mind, as if you've just typed it into Google and hit search. So the first thing you're asking that young child is, are you happy or unhappy? And the answer just comes up immediately. I want you to ask that child another question. Who loves you? And the answer again will come up immediately. I want you to ask that child if they feel lovable. I want you to ask them what the people raising them, usually a mummy, daddy, but it could be grandparents or relatives, but what do the people raising them do or not do that make them feel not lovable enough? And now here's one more question. I want you to ask that child very clearly. Who is rejecting you? What are the people around you doing or not doing that make you feel rejected? And that child will tell you straight away, with that childhood honesty and clarity, whatever it is that makes them feel rejected and who makes them feel rejected. It could be children at school. It could be siblings. It could be neighbors' kids. And now as I click my fingers, you're going to hear some words being said. Some words that were said to that little child, when you were that little child. And as I count to three, you're going to hear certain words on the count of 1, 2, and 3. Your ears spring wide open and you can remember something being said to you, or about you, or over you, something that has led you to fear being rejected, to feel that you are rejected, to feel that you're not good enough, something to do with you feeling that maybe you're not smart enough, pretty enough, attractive enough, or you just haven't got what the other children have. I want you to look at that little child. Feel what they're feeling, hear what they heard, see what they saw, And now as I count backwards, your brilliant mind is going to take you to a scene, a place, an event that's all to do with when you first got this perception that people might, or even are, rejecting you. Right now, on the count of five, your brilliant mind is pulling you back, taking you back, moving you back, and drawing you back to a scene that's all to do with you feeling rejected. On the count of four, you're becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of three, years are peeling away from your body. On the count of two, you are drifting back like you're in a time tunnel, being pulled back, drawn back, moved back, taken back to a vivid, vital scene that is the cause, the reason, the root of you still fearing rejection. On the count of one, just be there. Springing into your mind, this scene springs in there as easy as a phone screen warming up when you switch it on. This scene is coming into your mind as I ask you a set of questions. You can instinctively and automatically answer each one for yourself. And the first question is, are you inside or outside? And you just know the answer. Is it daytime or nighttime? And you know that answer too. How old are you, roundabout? And here's the question that really matters, the question that you can answer perfectly. What are you doing, seeing, feeling, more than anything, what are you experiencing? And as you hear me saying, what are you experiencing? You are feeling that experience as if it just happened yesterday. What are you feeling? What are you hearing? What is being said about you or to you or around you or over you? What's going on in this situation? You might be at home with a critical or an avoidant parent, or a critical relation, or a critical sitter. You might be at school with children bullying. Maybe it's siblings. But I want you to be just aware of what you're feeling and experiencing as if it happened just yesterday. Gather up that information. And I want you to keep that image to one side, as if you've just got a snapshot of that moment. Maybe a DVD of this moment from your past. And you're putting that to one side now because we're going to go back to another scene. Perhaps an even more vivid, even more vital, all to do with how, where, why, and when you acquired the fear of being rejected, a belief that people can reject you. So on the count of five, you're becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of four, years, months, weeks, days are peeling away from your body. On the count of three, you're drifting back, being pulled back, drawn back, taken back, and moved back. On the count of two, you're going way back to a time, to a scene that's all to do with being rejected. All to do with a belief that people can reject you. On the count of one, you're drifting right back there now. And as I ask you these questions, a scene can spring into your mind like switching on a TV set and a picture coming into focus. This scene, where are you now? Is it daytime or nighttime? And you just know. Are you inside or outside? Are you on your own or is anybody with you? What are you doing, seeing, feeling? More than that, what are you experiencing? I want you to feel the feeling, experience the experience. Remember that scene as if it happened just yesterday. And of course, you don't have to absolutely relive this. You're watching it. You're reviewing something said, something perhaps really mean, or perhaps a slapped leg, or being ignored. You don't need to relive that. You can review it. And as you're reviewing this, it's giving you the most profound level of understanding about you and your beliefs. So another time now, we're going back. going back to maybe the most vital, crucial and vivid scene of all, that's all to do with how, where, when and why you got this perception. This belief about you being rejected on the count of five, you can drift yourself back to a vivid, vital, crucial scene that's all to do with how you got to feel this way on the count of four. You become years younger, and on the count of three and two, smaller, lighter, shorter, years, months, weeks, days, peeling away from your body, drifting back to right now, being pulled back, drawn back and taken back to a scene that is the cause, the reason, the root of you fearing any kind of rejection. And just be there now, in this scene, in this time. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you inside or out? You just know. How old are you? Just roundabout. And finally, that one question that matters the most. What are you doing, seeing, feeling? What are you experiencing? And you can feel that feeling like it happened yesterday. So I want you to keep these three scenes in your mind. I want you to look over them and around them and through these scenes right now. And as you look through these scenes, your mind is looking at them. As it looks at them, it understands exactly how and where and why and when you formed this fear of being rejected. You began these boundaries. As your mind looks at these scenes, it's already processing this all and going, oh yeah, those people said that really mean thing to me. Or this someone said something mean, or did something mean, or perhaps I heard something mean. I thought my parents maybe preferred someone else or didn't love me as much. I thought my teacher liked other kids. I maybe thought that I was ugly or stupid or poor or different. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. It only matters that you're beginning to see. To see just how and where and why. And more than anything, when you got these beliefs. You see, what you're seeing is that when you've been on this planet for just a few years, even 2, 3, 4 years, you began to draw conclusions about yourself. When you'd been on the planet for just a few simple years, you formed the conclusion, you formed the belief, you formed an opinion that people reject me. That I'm not good enough because people reject me. I'm not as good as other people. Perhaps I don't achieve anything. I get rejected. And I want you to look at how and why and where you did that. And I want you to imagine that you're holding those three DVDs in your one hand. And in the other hand, you're holding a scene of you today. With this challenge, with this fear of being rejected, this challenge that's holding you back, this fear of not being good enough. And your amazing mind is showing you that those early scenes are all to do with why you felt rejected. And understanding is power. So as you look over and around and through these scenes, this understanding becomes powerful and liberating and transforming as you understand why and how these scenes affect you. But you also understand something else. You're not that little kid anymore. Maybe you don't live with those critical people anymore. That isn't you now. And it will never be you again, because time is moving forward. And as you understand how and where and why you got the fear of being rejected, you understand something else. That it will never again for the rest of your life be relevant or necessary or even appropriate or remotely interesting for you to feel those feelings again. So I want you to return back to that bedroom. Return to that bedroom with that sweet little child. And I want you to wrap your arms around that little kid. Take that child by the hand and I want you to take them back to where you live now. I want you to walk them through the front door of where you live right now. And I want you to show them what you have now. Where you live now, there are not people rejecting you or hurting you. You don't go to a school with critical teachers or bullying classmates. You don't go to a school where other kids may put you down. Maybe you don't live with parents that hurt you or reject you or avoid you. And even if you did, you have that power that you didn't have at that young age. So I want you to upgrade that child into the home you live now. Show them your phone, with all the numbers of the contacts you have in there, that like to hear from you. Show that little version of yourself that you have your own bank account, you can buy stuff. Maybe you have a car, or a bike. Maybe you have a credit card. You have a phone. All of these things that were not available to you when you were 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 or 8 years old, but they're available right now. And I want you to remember all those things that you most wanted to hear as a child. You see, you know even better than I do. I know because we all want to hear the same thing. We want to hear how you're a great kid. How lucky am I to be your parent? How lucky am I that I get to raise a kid as great as you? But you know even better than me. So I want you to allow these words to sink deep into your mind. I want you to tell your younger self. Tell your younger self, I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. And no one in the world can play this role like I can. I love you exactly the way you are. I love you completely and unconditionally. And you never, ever have to earn that. You are safe with me. I'm protecting you always. And I'll always have time for you. I'll always listen to you. Because you and I have balance now. There's nothing we can't do together. And I want you to show that little child the world you live in now. The world of friends and connection and success. Even if you haven't got all of that yet, you're absolutely moving towards that, because what you want, wants you. What you're moving towards is moving towards you. So I want you to upgrade that child right now. I want you to think of all of those things that you most wanted. And I want you to tell that child, you are such a great kid. You are lovable. I'm lucky to have you. I'm lucky to get to raise you. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're clever. You're lovable. And when you're grown up, you're going to find so many people that love you because you are lovable. Nobody can reject you because you're smart. You're intelligent. You're a good kid. And I want you to add in all the things that you most wanted to hear. The things that you most needed to hear. And as you tell yourself even more words of encouragement of what you really needed to hear, I want you to think of something else. Even if your parents didn't love you quite as well as they could, or didn't appear to want you, or didn't plan you, or for some people that's a sad reality, but the truth is, something wanted you to be here. There are people who sell their house to have IVF work, to have a baby, people who would be fantastic parents, but sadly it doesn't work. And there are other people who just don't appreciate the phenomenal gifts of the children they have. You are a gift. You're meant to be here. And even if your parents didn't show that to the best of their ability, or didn't appreciate you or failed to honour you, the truth is the universe wanted you to be here. It wanted you to be you. And it put you here. And that universe that put you on this planet is supporting you 1000% in knowing that you belong to life. And that life belongs to you. And will support you. Because you are a part of life's longing for itself. You always have been, you always will be, and you simply cannot be rejected. To be rejected, you have to let it in. And if you don't let that in, you can't be rejected. Other people can be mean and critical, but you're now choosing every day to not let that in. Because instead, you're remembering the key words that I'm telling you, that my voice is there with you and staying with you. And these ideas are having a permanent, powerful impact on you as you remember these words that critical people often have the most criticism reserved for themselves, but they project it outwards. These people are unhappy. They don't like themselves. So they criticize everyone else too, so that other people will feel as bad as they feel. It's the same with behaviors. They project their internal feelings outwards. They reject people. But superior people, they praise. And you're becoming an expert at praising yourself. Every day you can remind yourself, I'm lovable. I matter. I can't be rejected. I accept myself and believe in myself. I'm here with something valuable to offer every day. As you praise yourself, your self-esteem rises. Your sense of self-worth goes up. Your self-value, self-image goes up. And then something even more wonderful happens. Other people's sense of your own worth and value and image goes up too. Because you believe in yourself. They're the most important words you can ever say to yourself. I believe in myself. So every day I want you to go back and talk to that little kid. I want you right now to bring that kid into your home. You've taken them out of that restricted childhood home and you've put them in the home with you now. You've brought them to you. You're becoming a loving parent to this child, and no one else can do that job as good as you. So that child now lives in your world, protected by you. And every day when you're doing the most simple things, like going out for a walk, or a cycle, or a drive, or paying for groceries with a credit card or cash, or going to work, you'll remind yourself by saying, hey, I'm not a kid anymore. Because I'm driving down this street, or I'm taking a bus, or I'm using my card to buy stuff. I'm not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years old anymore. I don't live back there anymore. So I can't be rejected. And this is the truth about you, that no one can reject you unless you give them permission to. And you're not going to do that. Because you know the truth about you, and I know the truth about you. You matter. You're significant. You belong. And you can't be rejected. You're developing phenomenal coping skills now. And every day just remind yourself that you matter, that you're significant, that you are loved. Give and receive love. And all of those fears of rejection are shrinking. The fears of not being good enough disappearing, going, gone. Everything that made you fear this rejection is being shattered, smashed out of your life. It's in the past. Residue. It's behind you. Something you used to have, but now simply cannot, will not, and does not affect you ever again as you move on from one accomplishment to another. When you were that kid, you needed people to love you, to support you, to protect you from rejection. But now you're all grown up. You're doing that phenomenal job for yourself. So you don't need those critical people from the past to love you anymore. You're doing an awesome job. an outstanding job of realizing how lovable you are, so you can't be rejected. You're bulletproof, rejection-proof. People might say horrible things or do horrible things, and you can just say, yep, thanks for sharing that. It's just an opinion. You don't have to let it in at all. So as you go even deeper now, you're aware of a powerful transformation taking place within you. You like yourself. You really like yourself. And because you like yourself, other people notice that and begin to like the energy you send out. Every day you move on from an accomplishment to the next. You can praise yourself and notice how other people praise you right back. You believe in yourself and massively increase your own level of self-worth, self-value, self-image. Everyone around you does the same thing. And when anyone around you is harsh or mean or critical, you immediately understand that they're having a bad day. Maybe it was that your parents did the best that they could. Maybe it wasn't quite enough, but they may have had pretty awful parents themselves. They may have been going through a hard time. They projected outwards. But now you're shattering all that because you're doing better. As a loving person, loving yourself, believing in yourself, feeling good about yourself, encouraging this warm, magnetic personality. Every day, just praise yourself. The most important words that you will ever hear are those words that you say to yourself. The most important words that you will ever hear are the ones you say to yourself. And as you believe them, the most important opinion is your opinion. It doesn't matter what happened in childhood, as now you understand how it affected you, how it influenced you. You understand something even more powerful. As the amazing, talented, powerful grown-up person you are today, it's simply not necessary, relevant, appropriate, not even remotely interesting for you to think those old thoughts and believe those old beliefs ever again. They're out of your life. They're in the past. Gone. You are lovable. And every day you can remind yourself the last few sentences. As I speak them, I want you to say these last few sentences in your head. Let them sink deep down into your mind. I accept myself as lovable. I am lovable. I easily give love and I accept it. I'm filled and nourished by the love that surrounds me, all around me. And I can fill and nourish other people with my love too. You say those words every day because the truth is you are lovable. Always have been, always will be. You can give and receive love at your will and be filled and nourished and sustained by the love that's all around. No more boundaries, no more blockages. Because to be rejected, you have to give that person trying to reject you all of your power. You have to believe everything that they believe. But you have a choice every day not to do that. And you make that great choice every day because you are bulletproof now. Rejection proof. You are good enough. And you recognize that. So now feeling able to come back slowly to full awareness, the same, but different. And knowing that every time you think these thoughts, my voice will be right there with you. It will go with you, stay with you, support you and protect you, as it's having right now this powerful permanent healing impact upon you as I simply count from 1 to 5 and then say fully aware when you can open those eyes. And return to full awareness, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, and relaxed. So let's come back slowly in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Fully aware now, eyelids open, take a nice deep breath, have a good old stretch. Welcome back.